Track 13, and we're going to look at the sport. So we're actually going to start with some bowls. And Chudley Bowling Club recently held their annual Queen Elizabeth Cup. This trophy has been played for the last 4 years after Barbara Chisnell, the mother of Chudley member Nikki Bustin, decided she wanted to present a trophy to the club for the women members to play for. She called it the Queen Elizabeth Cup as her idea coincided with the death of Queen Elizabeth II. It's an internal competition played in the format of three bowl pairs. Six teams took part, playing in two sections, with the top two playing each other in the final. The winning team were Nikki Bustin and Jane Slater, who shared the games with Barbara Perkis. The unfortunate losing pair were Penny Hale and Helen Webb. Meanwhile, the over-55s Y division is building to quite a climax. Chudley lead the division by 5 points from Bitton Park and only have Sheldon left to play. Moving on to cricket, and Ashburton's outgoing captain Lloyd White is convinced the club is in a good place despite relegation after just one season in the tortured DCLB divisions. Wins over promoted sides Biddeford and Stoke Gabriel showed what Ashburton were capable of, but without an overseas player bolstering the side, consistency was lacking. Visa regulations prevented Ashburton's first choice player travelling over from India, and they were unable to find a replacement. Back-to-back wins over Bobby Tracy's second 11 and then Biddeford did raise spirits briefly in the second half of the season, but unfortunately a 10-wicket pasting at Plimpton proved a reality check. And in Tynmouth and Sheldon defeated Sidmouth second 11 by 4 runs in a thriller finish to the C Division East season. Tynmouth and Sheldon were all out for 166 with one ball left of their innings. 11 to win from the final over bowled by Ross Jameson for 4 for 36 proved just a few too many for Sidmouth, who ran out of time on 162 for 7. And Bobby Tracy, second 11, lost by 33 runs to champions-elect Biddeford in their final game as a B Division side. Relegation was inevitable going into the game, which was also Dan Green's last as skipper after 5 years in the post. Green took 4 wickets that helped limit Biddeford to 122 for 9 in the 20-over game, and Bobby were out of time in reply at 88 for 9. Bovey's second 11 finished second bottom on 156 points, with Ashburton bringing up the rear on 152. In the final A Division standings, Torquay and King's Kerswell finished top on 284 points, followed by North Devon on 269 and Heathcote at 240, whilst Columpton and Tiverton finished in the bottom two on 170 and 145 points, respectively. And we are going to move now to football. And in the Deuce and Western League, unfortunately, Buckland Athletic were walloped for 4 by Bridgewater United. And clinical was the word of the day in Buckland Athletic's Western League outing at the VX3 Stadium, with one side failing to get on the scoreboard and the other way putting away their chances with notable precision. It was the Bucks who looked the brighter team in the first half, and Ryan Bush failing to convert a couple of golden opportunities, plus Finn Herbert and Jack Baxter went close. At the other end, Bridgewater sent a couple of warning shots across the bow before taking the lead from the penalty spot. Bridgie played to the whistle when Will Collins fired home in his usual clinical nature before the forward then set up Douglas Camillo for the third. And the afternoon went from bad to worse for Buckland as Ivor McHugh was shown a straight red following a scuffle for which he was responsible. With Buckland going in search of a reply, the Robins had plenty of space to drive forward, and George Russell scythed down Collins for the second penalty of the day, who got back to his feet and put the icing on the cake. Buckland are without a game in the week ahead, so they will be back on the training ground ahead of a visit to the struggling Wellington AFC side on Wednesday, September the 9th, leading to lick the wounds and go again. And we've got some running. A strong turnout of Tynmouth Trotters took on the ever-popular Lusley 10K, a race widely regarded as one of the toughest and most scenic multi-terrain events in the local running calendar. This demanding 10K course features more than 1,000 feet of climbing, taking runners over hilly lanes, woodland trails and tracks that weave through the beautifully countryside surrounding Lusley. After negotiating the uneven, straw-covered fields of the showground, competitors were immediately faced with the first major climb, quickly sorting the fields into runners and walkers. A welcome downhill road section offered the chance to regain some speed before the route headed into Bullerbrook Woods alongside the River Bovey. From there, it seemed that much of the remaining route was uphill, and runners tackled a series of relentless climbs before eventually returning to the village. Despite the challenging nature of the course, the atmosphere throughout was excellent, and as they joined the race, the trotters joined spectators cheering and following competitors in cheering runners home, creating a memorable finish back at the showground. And that completes the sport for this week.